Here are some instant reactions to last night's news from our electronic mail. From David Steinhardt, an objection to our coverage of the Iraqi missiles fired on American fighter planes. The opener, "It's hard to teach Saddam Hussein a lesson," was, he writes, uncritical of the administration's motives, tactics, and explanations. Are these strikes legal? A reading of the Constitution or the UN Charter could be the start of a good discussion. Is it our job to monitor the Iraqi leader's conduct within his own country? Certainly, our allies seem to disagree.
From Andy Preston at Panama City Beach, Florida, "During your report on prison reforms on the anniversary of the riots at the Attica prison, you quoted a New York State official who said, 'People are crushing rocks for no purpose other than to crush them.' It sounds to me as though there are actually places in this country where the purpose of prison is punishment. What a wonderful idea."
From Rick Cantola of Sacramento, California, a comment on our report that although all Americans' diets have improved, a new survey shows that diets of the rich have improved more than the diets of the poor. From Mr. Cantola, "How can it be bad news that the people whose diets were the worst have improved the most? Has your antipathy towards the rich reached the point where you wish them ill health?"
A compliment from Samer Ali, who is a student at Indiana University, on our coverage of the trial of people charged with conspiring to blow up American airliners. "Most importantly, Melissa Block avoided the trap of labeling the men as Muslim fundamentalists or Muslim anything. Fact is, Muslimness or Jewishness or Christianness are not pertinent factors in the commission of international crime, though criminals love to substantiate their acts with them. I, for one, appreciate your care and thoughtfulness. I and other American Muslims grew up in the 70s and 80s under the shadow of animosity because our fellow citizens witnessed an association between Muslims and violence. To them, Islam was hostage-taking, terrorism, and American humiliation. Ms. Block's report, and others equally careful, severs that association and focuses on the issue, criminals and their crimes."
From Tammy Faber of Tiffin, Ohio, another compliment. "I am 14 years old, and I really enjoy hearing the teen diaries that are aired on some Mondays. I also enjoyed recently the discussion with Gil Shaham. It was really neat, and my parents couldn't believe that I heard it on All Things Considered. I am really into classical music, especially violin, so I thought I'd write and say I like ATC, even though some things bore me. I mean, I'm only 14, and I don't care much about politics. Anyway, stay cool, and tell Gil Shaham I said, hey."
Finally, from Peter Bowman of De Pere, Wisconsin. "Dear All Things Considered, I would like to make a correction concerning your interview with Cesar Pelli regarding the world's tallest building. As members of the liberal media, you continue to propagate the anti-American myth that the Sears Tower is no longer the tallest building on Earth. You see, the building Mr. Pelli designed is on the other side of the world, and therefore it points down, making it the lowest building on Earth. Thank you."
Write to us at Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. Our zip code is 20001. Or electronically, we can be found at atc@npr.org. Guidance on pronouncing your name, please, and an old-fashioned mailing address.